It's the big time. It's Whitney Allen here and going for the three-peat, everybody. Jason Albee.
What's happening?
Hey, so do you feel nervous when you're up for Entertainer of the Year when you're already Entertainer of the Year for like 2 years?
Not really. You know, I mean, I feel like at this point, you know, I've won it before. So the you know, my nerves were like that I would never win it. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that was sort of a personal goal I had set for myself. So once we got it the first time, I'm like, you know, if we never win it again, I'm happy we got it one time. But, it, you know, it's cool to be up for that. And you know, out of all these artists, everybody that's here, there's five of us that even have a shot at it, you know. So it's cool to be in that group. And if we get it a third time, that would be amazing. But if one of my buddies gets it, that's great for them.
Who's been three-peated? Who's three-peated?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, that's how I know you're pretty humble.
Yeah.
Because it would be, I'd be out there Googling, like,
well, see, now you got me thinking about it. I'm going to Google it on the way back to the hotel, but I have no idea right now.
You don't? All right. Now, are you, of course you're performing. Are you doing a solo thing?
Yes. We're doing the You Make It Easy single.
Oh, well, cool.
Yeah.
We met one of the co-writers. Who was the co-writer?
Morgan Wallen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Who knew? I had no idea.
Morgan.
That guy can write a song, we've noticed.
Yes. Morgan and Tyler and BK from Florida Georgia Line. And a guy named Jordan Schmidt wrote that song, and Morgan actually sang the demo that I heard, and he's a great singer. I mean, he's a really good singer, and he sang the fire out of that demo, and so when I heard it, I mean, it blew me away. So I was glad. I mean, FGL could have cut that song, or Morgan could have cut it, but they let us have it. So big thank you, you know, to those guys for doing that.
Nice way to lead off the album.
For sure.
Hey, man, if we, like, stalk, like, your wife on Instagram, is that cool? Because we do.
Everybody does.
Well,
she people love her.
Photos.
They come up. It's funny now. People come up at the mall or something. They're like, I'm a really big fan of yours, but I really just want to say hi to your wife. Do you think she'll? I'm like, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
Well, she posted a photo of you guys yesterday, and Memphis, who is... He stole my heart.
Yeah, he's awesome.
What a
awesome.
Beautiful little man.
He's been great.
But I tell you, her sunglasses, Brittany's sunglasses were rocking, and I want to know who made them. I wrote.
She wears those. I think they're called Diff.
All right.
Eyewear or something.
Yeah.
She wears a lot of
they
those,
really
so it could
cool
could have been those.
All right. So we'll be stalking. Continue to stalk you and your wife. But I swear, we're safe. Is that the right word? Harmless.
Yeah.
We're harmless.
Okay, I trust you guys.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Yeah, you've known us long enough.
It's fine.
We're like the good stalkers.
You're not like the creepy,
weird
ones.
We don't show up at your back door. We will always knock on the front door.
Cool. Well, you're good then.
Jason Aldean, everybody. Yeah. The man right here in the big time. Thank you, Jason.
Thank you, guys.